complete defeated.
The Secretary of the Treasury called me just before I left the office over there and said he wanted me to be sure and remind you that there's going to be a defense bond drive this fall. And he announced in Rochester, New York, the drive will begin on Labor Day, September the 3rd. There'll be a national broadcast of the opening program, in which I'll, in all probability, take part. The defense is everybody's job, and buying defense bonds is a highly effective way to help do the job. Volunteering for the work in the fall drive is another way of sharing in the defense program. The Treasury will see that the time and the talent of every volunteer worker put to use. I guess we'd call on all of you to work on it. Anybody has any questions now, I'll try to answer. The information given to the committee was a confidential information, and I think it goes without saying that sort of information is not for release. The Defense Department, I think, made a statement on the subject. I'll answer that question when operation takes place. Everything's possible is being done, just as is done in the case of Vogler and has been done in the case of the Archbishop, and the same procedures being followed. We're doing everything we can. No. Yes, whenever I get ready to make the appointments, I'll let you know about it.
When you appointed General Eisenhower to the present job, was there any understanding between you to the specific period of time this job would last?
No, there was not.
One more question. Could you say approximately when you expect to announce your decision whether you will be in politics in 1952?
Well, I'll give you plenty of notice on that. I'll make that announcement in my own time. Eddie, did you have some?
Mr. President, Carl Stassen made this statement about your appointment of Governor Youngdahl to the local judgeship. He said it's a brave attempt to grab the governorship of Minnesota in 1952 for Senator Hubert Humphrey or one of his henchmen. Any comment?
No comment, Eddie.
Mr. President, have you any comment to make on Mr. Harris?
Well, Mr. Harriman is leaving tomorrow for Iran, and I hope that his mission will be successful. I'm going to talk with him about it in the morning. He's with the Secretary of State now. I shall not do that. Mr. Niles, in all probability, will come back to his job, I hope. Yes. Have done it. No. Just done today. Well, no. That would be pure speculation. I don't know. I never discussed the matter with him at all. The best way to find out about that is to ask the general himself. I'm sure he'd give you an answer.
I have a question in that connection. You once told us that you took General Eisenhower at his word and that you did not expect him to ever run for president.
No, I don't put the word ever in there, Eddie. I said I had taken him at his word when he told me in January in 1948 that he would not run in 48 for president. That's as far as I went, Eddie.
Back to your announcement about the defense bond drive, the president
Well, no, I can't answer questions about that controls bill until it gets to me. It's not legislation as yet. It's still being made up. When it comes to me, then I'll answer your question. I can answer your question when I see what sort of a bill they give me. What is your question?
Do you have any assurance about General Eisenhower, sir, beyond my report?
I've had no discussion with him on the subject at all. I wish you'd ask that question again. No, I have no comment on that. I didn't know about it. What did it say?
I was under the impression that the paper had been sent by delegates from the CIO, mine workers, and the AFL, as to the immediate action on the area.
I haven't seen it. No such cables reached me.
Mr. President, it was received and referred to Dr. Stephen.
Joe says it was received and referred to Dr. Stephen. I haven't seen it. Well, that's a matter that's up to the Defense Department, and we've been discussing it, and as soon as it's necessary for such a board to be in operation, why, it'll be appointed. Well, there was the only thing that was done with the Pacific Security Pact, which was discussed by the Secretary of State and myself, and was approved by me for a negotiation. We hope it'll be signed at San Francisco at the same time the Japanese treaty is signed there.
Mr. President, will Mr. Harriman be authorized to discuss the Iranian oil crisis with the British as well as the Iranians?
Yes, of course he will. You can't be a negotiator unless you can talk to both sides. He's my special representative for the purpose of trying to get this thing settled, and I hope he's successful at it. He's very good at that business. Possible. If that's necessary, he will, of course.
Mr. President, this is my first conference. My impression of you is that you look a lot younger than I thought you would.
Well, sir, I fooled them. That's a mighty good way for you to start out at the press conference. Oh, yes, I'm in better physical condition than I've ever been in my life. I always have been in good physical condition. I don't know if there's any way to compare it. I'm still young enough to make a good race, foot race, I mean. No. I've taken you boys on walks with me on several occasions, and most of you came in with your tongues hanging out and didn't want to go. I haven't been bothered with you since. So. That's correct.
If that bill that comes out of Congress is not as good as you would like to have, would you feel that this was an instance of that letdown and relaxation that you also warned against?
Well, no, that would require a comment on a bill that is not yet, that has not yet been written. And I don't think it's well to comment on legislation when it's in the formative stage. If you'll just be a little patient and wait until the bill gets to me, I'll make all the comment necessary on it, whether it's good or bad.
A couple of weeks ago, you made a comment to me about great trade organizations. You both remember them with the right hand, asking for Congress to support your bill. Your post-Congress and Congress said they have not written
it. Well, that's... No, I think I've made all the appeals that's necessary for me to make. I've done everything I know to do to inform the people of the United States just what they're up against and what they may be up against if there's no control. It's the matter that the Congress will have to work out now, and then they'll have to take the responsibility.
You didn't ask any of the radio audience to write into Congress.
Joe said I never asked any radio audience to write into Congress. I didn't remember that I had, but I thought I might be mistaken. I don't think I ever asked anybody to write to his congressman. I don't believe in that. I think that's propaganda. If a man's wholeheartedly inspired to write his congressman on something in which he's interested, that's all right. But I never did, you know, I was in the Senate. I never paid the slightest attention to propaganda messages. I used to get them by the thousand.
Do you agree with Congressman Rebaugh that this is a horse-meat Congress?
A what?
Horse-meat Congress.
Well, I can't answer that until I get the controls bill. No, I think the treaty speaks for itself. I approve it. I approved that draft the state published. I hope the Japanese treaty can be promptly signed, I might say that. Now I'll have to answer that question when the announcement that it goes with is made. I'm not ready to make that announcement yet. I said I'd have to answer that question when the announcement is made that goes with it now. The announcement is made that goes with it now. I wasn't ready to make that announcement yet. No. I said if. If is the word. Well, you can use one if you want to. I don't care. Make any difference. When I get ready to make the announcement, that's what it'll amount to anyway, one way or the other. If or when.
Is that it, Mr. President?
That's all I have, unless somebody has another question that he wants to put.
Thank you.
You're entirely welcome.